This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. Really do appreciate the time you spent with us. And you know what we're going to hit on? I mean, we got to hit on the caravan, right? The invasion force. Seriously, coming up from South America through Mexico. I don't know if some of you know this, but there was an offer made to these people by the Mexican government. Did you guys know that? I mean, I know I got a lot of smart people there. But seriously, I'm amazed at what we've allowed them to get away with. I shouldn't say I'm amazed. You know, President Trump has every right to call mainstream media fake, phony, whatever, in the pocket of the left. I'll tell you why. Because the Mexican president reached out to the refugees, the people looking for a better life, a better place, just to get out of the war-torn, criminally torn areas that they grew up, that they live in. And he went to them and he said, look, apply for asylum here in Mexico. We'll give you benefits. We'll take care of you. They turned him down. No, they want to continue north. I wonder why that is. No, seriously. Why do you think that is? Because somebody's got to be promising them something. Here it is. You can stop your quest right now. You can stop yanking your kids through the desert and through the mud and getting them real food and real shelter. Come and we'll do this. No, we're going to keep going. So what I don't know, so if you really just care about the young kids and the families and getting them out of their situation, can you really say that they honestly want help if they won't take help from the Mexican government? Why do they have to come here? What's the reasoning? So to get to go any place, as a refugee, to get to go any place you want to go? Maybe we can find some empty land in Beverly Hills to put them all in. Think they'd be okay there? And there's so much more to this, which you don't realize. Coming up, some of you haven't thought about this, I'm sure. What about the health issues involved here? Right? I mean, you vax freaks. Everybody has to be vaccinated. Everybody has to have a shot. Everybody has to have an everything. You really want them coming here and then being let loose in our schools and our education system without being vaccinated? Without having a while to see how they react to this stuff, what they got going on in their bodies, what they can transfer to your kids? No, you only care about the conservative families who don't want to vaccinate their kids. Those you'll make a big deal out of. But these will be okay, right? No problem? See, now I believe them even less. I'm believing even more and more that this is a planned ordeal. When they're being offered help, they don't have to keep walking. They don't have to keep going for hours. They can actually get their help now. And they turned it down. There are 9 entry points. I mean, there are 9 areas in which they can stop. They can ask for help, for asylum. They refuse to go to them. They want to come straight for the American border. Doesn't sound like people want what's best for their families. If you think so, then enlighten me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to talk about the Illuminati. I don't want to talk about the president being in the mafia. I don't want to talk about any of that. If you want to call in, we're staying on topic. So again, why, if you were really trying to get help from the government, if you really were just trying to find a better place for your kids, a better place for them to grow up, a better place for whatever, then why would you turn down the Mexican government's proposal? They're willing to help you. What's the problem? There are 9 entry points you can fill out paper, get pre-approved to come into the U.S. Why won't you stop there? See, this is more of a reason for me to push back and say, no, you don't get entry because you really don't want entry. You want a fight. We're willing to give you a fight. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has approved a Homeland Security quest for more than more U.S. troops to be sent to the border. What are they going to do there? And everybody's going, what are they going to do, shoot them up? No. No, see, what they do is they send down medics and such to help take care of the people coming over. And then it frees up the Border Patrol. Instead of doing all the medical checks, they can actually do the enforcement, which I'm fine with. You know, in the old days for immigration, when you came to Ellis Island, if you were sick in any way, shape, manner, or form, they sent you to a quarantine area. If you didn't get better, pretty darn fast, guess what happened? You went home. Yeah, they sent you back to Italy or Greece or Turkey or wherever you came from. You were done. Didn't matter what color you were. Didn't matter what nationality you were. Didn't matter what religious belief you had. You were done. Pentagon's working through the details all weekend long. Officials are looking at sending 800 troops, but one official called them that an estimate. That is the floor, not the ceiling, saying that it'll increase military presence as much as needed to help the Border Patrol. Formal approval comes after President Trump announced that he's bringing out the military. You know, everybody says you can't do this, you can't do... Actually, yes, you can. Remember, they call out the National Guard. They declare a state of emergency. The National Guard can shoot to kill when they're in Chicago or New York or wherever the looting is going on, wherever there's a problem, they can get involved and engage. Now, he's bringing in the military to address what he's calling a national emergency at the border. Thousands of Central American migrants are now making their way through Mexico in hopes of reaching the United States. The initial troops are to provide what officials describe as logistical support to the Border Patrol. Those troops will be engineers, medical, and aviation supporters. This I got to see. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. Right? I want you part of it. I want you engaged. I want you all that fun stuff. Came across this story today. And he kind of knew it, you knew, because of the way things were going down, the way things were coming at him at a million miles an hour, he kind of knew what was happening here. And it was a report that the NBC News withheld vital information that could have cleared Kavanaugh of rape allegations. But we wouldn't want to do that now, would we? I mean, seriously, this is how crazy it's gotten. Now, they withheld, the report says, exculpatory evidence during the height of the confirmation battle, right? Which would have cast serious doubt on the allegations of sexual misconduct made towards Kavanaugh. Now, in a sworn statement, Julie Swetnick, remember, she said that Kavanaugh had been present during high school parties where gang rapes occurred and had spiked punch at the parties in order to make women more susceptible to sexual advances. Now, on Thursday, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley referred to Swetnick and her attorney, Michael Avenetti, to the Justice Department for criminal investigation that's related to potential conspiracy to provide material false statements to Congress. Come on, give it some thought here. Right? I mean, seriously, we had been calling this. We had been talking about how this didn't make any sense whatsoever. A news release from the Judiciary Committee pointed to an interview Swetnick gave to NBC on October 1st, during which she specifically and explicitly backtracked and contradicted key parts of her sworn testimony. In subsequent interviews, Avenetti likewise cast serious doubt on the contradiction, contradicted the allegations while insisting that he had thoroughly vetted his client. Yeah, all he vetted was how much money he got. Following Grassley's announcement of the criminal referral, NBC published a story on Thursday noting that not only had the network not been able to corroborate Swetnick's initial claims, but it found other apparent inconsistencies in a second sworn statement from another woman whose statement Avenatti provided to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Right? And that claim was put in to support Swetnick's claims. Second sworn statement indicated a woman whose name Avenatti did not make public said that she witnessed Kavanaugh spike punch at high school parties. Now, it read, in part, during the year 1981-82, I witnessed firsthand Brett Kavanaugh, together with others, spike the punch at house parties I attended with Quaaludes and or grain alcohol. I understood this was being done for the purpose of making girls more likely to engage in sexual acts, less likely to say no. It further stated that women saw Kavanaugh act overtly aggressive and verbally abusive of girls. This conduct included inappropriate physical contact with girls of a sexual nature. When NBC contacted the woman in question by phone on September 30th, ahead of the network's interview with Swetnick, she contradicted a sworn testimony that was released by Avenatti. She said, "I didn't ever think it was Brett." Boy, that's a big difference. I mean, if she had said, "Look, it looked like him. I thought it was him, but frankly, I can't swear it exactly was him," that'd be different. But to say, "I didn't ever think it was Brett," flies 180 degrees in the face of what Avenatti put out there. But we've all known that he's been a scummy lawyer, right? All right, the woman went on to say that she had never met Swetnick in high school. So another one. Remember, this is two women who said, "Here's the witnesses, here's what happened," and both women and their witnesses have had to say, "I don't know what they're talking about." She said she never saw her at high school parties. The two women had, in fact, become friends when they were in their 30s, not 18 and 19. NBC went on to ask the woman if she had ever saw Kavanaugh act inappropriately towards women. She said, emphatically, no. NBC reached out again on October 4th. The woman texted the network, "It is incorrect that I saw Brett spike the punch. I didn't see anyone spike the punch. I was very clear with Avenatti about that from day one." See, Avenatti's the one that they should subpoena. Avenatti's the one that should go to jail for lying to Congress, lying to just trying to build a name for himself. I mean, truly, it's lawyers like him to give the rest of them a bad name. It's lawyers like him to make it hard for the rest of them to bring. See, if I was a feminist, if I was a female, I'd be going through the roof right now saying, "Look, you're ruining it for everybody else." Now, every time an attorney, so are we supposed to believe a woman no matter what, even if Avenatti's the attorney? You see what I'm saying? Think about it. These sworn statements that he brought forward, that he said he vetted, his clients say it's not true. When pressed about seeing abusive behavior towards girls, she wrote another text, "I would not ever allow anyone to be abusive in my presence, male or female," which is what the left is tearing me apart for saying. When I first talked about Swetnick and said, how could she possibly go to 8 different parties with the same core group of people where she knew girls were being raped and never said anything? And they say that I'm victim-shaming her. Does that go on here? Does that stand true for this person? Because this person is now saying that Swetnick is lying. This is a female saying that Swetnick was lying. Is she victim-shaming? I just confirmed with her yet that everything in the declaration is true and correct, Avenatti said. She must have been confused by your question. So in other words, I'm right, she's wrong, she must have had too much to drink, you didn't ask her the question, right? Try again. In a text on October 5th, the woman wrote to NBC, "I will definitely talk to you again, and no longer, Avenatti. Do not like that he twisted my words." Daily Wire editor Ash Sko wondered why, fictitiously, if NBC had all this before Kavanaugh was confirmed, why didn't they make it public? I'd have the same question. Could it be because they were exactly what Trump calls them? They're exactly fake news. They're exactly trying to hang him. They're exactly hiding things. Come on, give us a thought. Why else would they not put that out there? If you had something that cleared someone of a crime, that's right. Unless you hate them. Unless you hate what they stand for. Unless you hate what they're, you know, what they could do or what they're being. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The teacher is facing punishment over objection to girls taking showers with boys. Terrible. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, President Trump says the media is attempting to politicize the alleged bomber, Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of sending pipe bombs to the president's political opponents.
We love our police and we love our law enforcement.
Political violence must never, ever be allowed in America, and I will do everything in my power to stop it.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen has this advice.
If you notice a strange package or if you see something that appears out of the ordinary, do not remain silent. If you see something, say something.
She warns that Sayoc may have sent more bombs before being arrested. Sayoc, an avid Trump supporter, has a history of violence. General Motors is now asking the federal government for one national gas mileage standard, including a requirement that a percentage of auto company sales be zero emissions vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
They are American made. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And really, truly, just stay part of the conversation. Do not just sit there drooling all over yourself. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Really that simple for me. You know, I'll go to the phones in a second, but the Mexican president, I was talking about this earlier, and I decided just to Google it for giggles, because, you know, we get it wrong sometimes. But here's the deal. It's all over the place, including on Reuters. Right? On Friday, they were offered temporary identification papers and jobs who register for asylum in the country. All you got to do is stop and give them your ID, register for asylum. Temporary work permits are going to be given to them. And, you know, Trump is doing everything. He's going to do everything he can to stop them. Now, he can declare a state of emergency along the border. And with an executive order, temporarily close it down. Not forever. So let's see what happens. I mean, let's see how this plays. I have no crystal ball, people. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know how he's going to make it, but Mexican President Enrique Peña said that the migrants wishing to obtain temporary identification documents, jobs, or education could do so simply by registering for asylum in Mexico. So you would think if they're truly, like I said, if they're truly coming up for help, if they truly want to take care of the kids, want a better life, they got it right there. They don't have to keep going. What could be possibly have more to offer, except for, like, you know, welfare and stuff like that. Anyhow, let's go to the phones. Ron from Virginia is with us. Ron, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your time.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Yeah.
One of the questions I have on this is who brought all these people together
down in Honduras and wherever they started from. Who brought them all together to get them to start this march?
Well, you know what happened. It's like that movie, The Pied Piper. You know, they saw five people, and five people joined, and five... No, you know what happened. You saw the clips. They were actually being paid. They were being told, and even the government of Honduras said that there was some far left-leaning groups that were actually giving them directions on how to make it happen, giving them money. Those people had brand-new backpacks. I mean, for people that were supposed to be poor, I mean, I wish I had those backpacks for my grandchildren, for God's sakes, right?
I understand that. and these people were so violent towards Mexico when they tried to offer asylum into Mexico, mm-hmm. and even offering U.S. consulates to these people as a better way to get to the United States. But they really seem to just want to do it illegally. They do not want to come here in any legal form or fashion.
No, you know as well as I do, Ron. There's an ultimate goal here, and it isn't just to get to the United States. When you think about the thousands and thousands of these people moving north and what they have to go through, we hear about their plight, and oh my God, think of what they had to walk through, what they had to do to get here. Well, they're being told, stop walking. We have work for you. We have food for you. We have shelter for you. You can stay here. They're saying, no, we're going to continue on to the United States. What does that tell you?
It tells me that they're wanting to invade the United States one way or the other.
Yep.
This is nothing more than an invasion force because they don't want to do it the legal way.
In any way, Ron, they've turned down any kind of legal help, right? They got nine. You said it. They have nine checkpoints. They have the Mexican government reaching out to them, and they still want to continue because they're breaking the law right now the way they're moving through Mexico, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Just amazing. What do you think the president's going to do? I mean, what can he do legally without busting the Constitution?
Well, like you said, he can declare martial law across the border. And when martial law is declared, the U.S. government can use the military to do what needs to be done.
Yep, to protect the country. And he's calling it a state of emergency right now along the southern border. And hopefully he'll go further. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody to die. Don't get me wrong, because that's the first thing people are going to think, is that you and I want the military to step up and start shooting people.
It's just that they need to be turned back, though. They're bringing diseases in. They've already brought diseases in. There's already diseases popping up that we as Americans have been immune to for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back, and it's because of all these people coming in here.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
These people, but they need to go through the process and go through the vaccinations and everything that we've had to do.
Ron, my family came from Italy. They stopped at Ellis Island. My aunt tells stories about people that were turned away there at Ellis Island, had to actually go back to their homeland because they were sick. They brought disease with them, and we weren't going to pay for it. We weren't going to deal with it. There were just too many of them. And we did send them back humanely. We helped them, and then we sent them back. So we're not an ugly country, right?
That's right.
Yep.
And we, this group started out with approximately 2,000, and it's added many, many more as it comes up through Mexico.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out where these people are coming from, and I seen an interview that one gentleman was speaking that he was coming just because he wanted a better place for him and his family. And that's all and well, but he needs to do it the proper way.
I agree.
But he also made the statement that there were many, many bad people in that group.
Oh, I'm sure. And actually, there's been a couple of reporters that were hanging out in the group that say the same thing, that there are bad people in that group, and they needed to be vetted out. No, don't vet them out. Let the group vet them out. Then you can come. How's that? Let the group vet them out. Then you can apply for asylum. But until then, you're just a mob. You're just an invasion mob. Ron, thanks for the call. I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate you listening. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Now listen. If one of you scholars out there could send me a link to something, I truly would love to know what the president can and can't do. And I put a call to General Paul Valley, the guy that we've had him on the show a dozen times. I haven't heard back from him yet. But I don't know what they can do. And if I get some information from him over the weekend, keep your ears peeled, because I'll probably do a quick rant over the weekend on this. Because I don't think they're going to wait a couple days to get here. I think they're going to be here over the weekend, or I think they're going to be approaching it pretty darn close here. But I want you to notice the silence of the Democrats. Any of you notice that? How quiet it's been. How come they're not banging their little pulpits all across the country, talking about how we have to welcome them in? Why isn't Sheila Jackson Lee and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them down there along the border welcoming them in? You know, if you heard, they're being angled at the California border, which tells me Governor Jerry is not going to do anything to stop them. They want as many votes, people coming up through California as they can get. It's just amazing. So, you know, you look at the conditions these people are living in and what they're doing, Ron was right, they're bringing disease with them. And look, that's not a slight. Some people say, oh, look at how racist he is. That is not a slight on those people coming over. It is just a matter of fact that their medical care isn't the same, the vaccination systems aren't the same, they're bringing diseases, as Ron said, that we haven't seen in decades in this country. You know, and what's really funny is you guys on the left, you go out of your minds when you find out a little kid hasn't been vaccinated. You don't even want him in Disneyland. And you're going to let these people come up, no vaccinations, go into our school systems, go into our school districts, and I am sure, I'll bet you money, that if anybody gets sick, you'll be looking for the one American citizen that hadn't been vaccinated, and you'll put the total blame on him. I guarantee it. Because that's the way you play. There's nothing new in your game plan and the way you execute things. It's always been the same. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot happening. Don't go far. When we come back, we have a teacher that's facing punishment over objections to girls taking showers with boys. What could go wrong with that? We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just really, truly, just being there for me, you know, I love when you write me little love emails or whatever, I mean, you know what I mean, when you're sending me messages or what have you, that you appreciate the show, appreciate a topic, want me to have somebody else on or, you know, another person on. I'm hoping to have Barack Lurie on next week. I'm also shooting to have California State Senator Scott Wilk and California Congressman Steve Knight. Yeah, just try to get, you know, I mean, we're a week away from elections next week. And not so much want to see where they're at, how they feel about their own personal races. I want to know where they're at in the country. What they see happening, like the congressman. What's really happening in Congress? I don't want to hear from the papers. I don't want to hear from second and third hand. He's in there. He's on the Armed Services Committee. He's in there making deals, not making deals, doing whatever. I want to find out what's happening. Because I have very little to do with his campaign and more to do really with what's going on in Congress. Because I'm getting numbers like this. There's been 300 bills passed by, or almost 300 bills passed by Congress that are still sitting, a lot more than that, but there are ones still sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk. Why? Just curious. Why? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spent getting involved and getting engaged. That's what I want. All right, so on the Todd Stern's website, he's got a story up that teachers face this punishment over the objections to girls taking showers with boys. Now, before I get started, just remember, the title could be considered misleading because if these are transgender kids, then they are what they perceive themselves to be. So they might, I don't know, maybe the girl perceives herself as a boy, and therefore she's showering with the boys. Florida School District has been accused of violating the constitutional rights of two physical education teachers after they were ordered to allow girls who identified as a boy to share locker room and shower facilities with biological boys. The two teachers at Chasco Middle School strongly objected to letting the girl use the facilities because neither of the boys nor the parents had been given prior warning. Administrators told them that informing the boys so they could take steps to protect their privacy would be discriminatory and subject to discipline. So telling the boys that there'll be two girls showering with them and they didn't get in there because they wanted to fool around with them, that they actually identified as boys, is somehow now a bad thing to do. Liberty Counsel, the legal firm, wrote in a letter to the Pasco County School Board, one of the teachers who is male also objected to school demands that he supervise the locker room despite the fact that the girl might be nude or undressed. I wouldn't do it. You can't force me to look or supervise or whatever. Look, I'm a married man with two girls. I don't want to be staring at young girls, even though they identify as boys, because the parts that I'm going to be looking at don't look anything like a guy's parts. So why would I do that? The administrators told him that the girl in question had every right to use the locker room, including the right to disrobe in the open locker area. The religious liberty law firm said physical education teachers will not knowingly place themselves in a position to observe a minor female in the nude or otherwise in a safe or undress, in a state of undress. Now, here's the thing. I would use the extra wire term. You know, I've been doing that a long time on the show. Right? From an X, I'll watch over another X. I ain't watching over a Y. From a Y, I'll watch over another Y. I ain't watching over an X. As a result, the school has decided to punish the unnamed teacher by transferring him to another school because he didn't do his job. According to Liberty Counsel, biological boys were literally caught with their pants down when the girls walked into the locker room. The embarrassed boys complained to their teachers, but the teachers were unable to provide any assistance. See, that's fair, though, right? It doesn't matter who you make feel uncomfortable. You got to force everybody to do it, everything exactly the way you want them to do it, or else you are the phobe. Well, heck, maybe you're afraid of me for being straight, huh? No, maybe that's it. Maybe because you can't figure out in your head how I could possibly want to be straight or anything like that. Maybe that's what the problem is. The law firm is accusing the school district of violating the rights of both male students at and the teachers at the school. The board and the community should be aware that there's no statewide Florida law recognizing gender identity as a protected class. Now, see, that will make the LGBTQ people very upset that they're not protected. But where's the protection for the teacher? Where's the protection for the boys? Right? Come on, think this through. Right. Whatever you believe yourself to be, you show up naked with girl parts, what are perceived as traditional girl parts, and I'm a married man. I don't want to look at those parts. Right? I'm not interested in seeing anybody but my wife's parts. Don't want to look at some naked female body. You can call it a male body all you want to. And I know that'll get me in trouble in some circles. I don't care. Because it's still, Look, you can't have it every way. You can if you just want to be a lunatic. If you want to be the Gestapo, if you want to be the ones that actually dictate. You know, this is true fascism. Me as a Christian male. First of all, I'm a white male who's a Christian and a conservative. And you guys will bag on me all the time. Now you tell me how backwards I am, how out of touch I am, how I don't understand. But truly what I don't understand is you running around. First you tell me that there are no genders. And that genders are fluid and can change at a time. But for the most part, you're telling me there are no genders. So then how can you force me to do male or female things, right? I mean, boy or girl things. How do you want me to force a boy to use a girl's locker room if he wants to when there are no girls and boys? I'm kind of confused. Right? Let's take that a step further. You want to have the freedom to decide what you want, when you want, and we shouldn't force you to watch certain movies or take certain classes. However, when it comes to transgenderism, I've got to accept it 100% and deal with whatever you throw at me. If my boys are trying to stay pure, pure of mind, pure of thought, how do you know there was the two Christian boys in there? And maybe not Christian boys, but two boys who decided they wanted to keep themselves. They didn't want to expose themselves to certain things. Look, breasts are breasts, vaginas are vaginas, no matter what you call yourself. Boys have, and vice versa. There's a natural stimulation for them to see those things. You can't just simply stop it by going, okay, mind, she identifies as a boy, so those parts shouldn't excite me. There should be no turn on whatsoever. That's against science. See, the same science that you tell me I have to pay attention to. You get on my case for being an old white Christian guy because I don't believe in science, but really you're the one that doesn't believe in science, not me. I'm fully aware of science and believe in it. As I've said a million times, I just don't believe that science made God. I believe that God made science. Because that's the natural order. God is a God of order. He puts things in order. He sets things rolling. And that's the way it goes. So if God... So forget God. Say you don't believe in God. Science has a Y chromosome and an X chromosome. That dictates whether you're male or female. See, I didn't say boy or girl. I said male or female. X or Y or... You don't like the fact that maybe an old white guy came up with the term male or female to put females down? Then let's go back to X or Y. You good with that? That denotes what parts or pieces you have. Now you're going to say, but I'm not my parts or pieces. I'm who I want to be. Well, that's great, but your DNA says you're this. Now if you want to live or identify or whatever, something else, fine, do it. But don't call me a phobe or a hater because I believe in the X and Y term. Because that's the same scientific term that you're telling me I have to believe. So which is it? Do I believe science or don't I believe science? You've got to help me. I don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you can see where all the confusion lies, or how it could lie. So, again, you want to get in line? You are. Or you want to help me? Get in line, tell me what to do or how it plays. Don't tell me that I just have to say what you say and believe what you believe. Tell me how it makes sense. It has to have some sense. Now, the school district did and will be sued for violating the rights of the boys as well as the transgender girls that identify as boys. Look at the position these laws have put them in. And then again, those of you who want to force those boys to deal with this, look up the word fascism. Let's really see who the true fascists are. Can't force people to accept you. You can't force people to love you. You can't force people to want to be with you or to want to talk with you. Can't force people to do any of that stuff. So, again, why is it that you believe that you can, and if I don't get in line, I'm the fascist? So your homework for Monday, look up the word fascist and line it up and see who are the real fascists. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day and a great and safe weekend.